This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, Paul, we're back. Episode 119. Let's, where do we always start, right? We're 2 weeks. Wait, this is our final homestand. Holy shit. We're the season gone. Homestand. I can't believe it. But, things are all... Okay, things are all great in Dodgers land. I mean, we keep winning, right?
Yeah.
And that doesn't really matter. I mean, we want that first-round bye, obviously, right?
Brewers, I mean, we're going to get the first-round bye.
Yeah.
I think what's more interesting right now is we actually could be in line. The Braves keep losing. Braves keep losing games right now. So, I mean, the number one seed's not out of the question at this point.
Because we're like four back, five back?
I think it's down to 3.5 right now.
Oh, shit,
at the time of this recording.
All right. Well,
it's four right now. But hey,
dude, that would be that would be huge because we're gonna need all we need home field against them, obviously, right? I mean, it's,
I would want it. I would.
Yeah.
I would not want it.
Well, let's go back to the last night. I mean, Pepio, this is the guy we need. I know it's the Tigers. I know, relax, but. This is the Pepio we need in October, right? Look he'll confident out on the mat. Yeah, he'll be fine.
I think he's gonna be fine.
The Gratterall thing was cool. I didn't know that. Did not know that.
The mom and the 7 years.
That's awesome.
You love to see it.
JD's getting hot. Right time.
Muncy's up to 210. Muncy's up to 210.
Well, it's not a career year, right? Because he had better averages.
Dude. He's had way better averages in his career. But
the thing I'm liking is that the bottom of the lineup is producing because we already know the top. We always say the top's going to do well. The bottom's
doing. We've talked about that this whole entire year. The bottom of the lineup has to produce if we have any chance in October.
And I know it's Tigers.
Tigers. Actually, another, we forgot. We should have let off with this. Congratulations, Michael Grove.
What happened?
Got named the... Michael Bush. Michael Bush named the minor league player of the year.
Oh, shit. Well, are we going to call
another award? Another award for the Dodgers.
Pick him up.
Michael Bush, minor league player of the year.
What are we going to say? Oh, okay. So what are we on? Against Detroit. You're talking about, Pepio. JD's getting on the bottom of the lineup. That's huge. And I know it's against Detroit, but this is only going to build confidence going into the playoffs. I feel like last year in the playoffs, the last 2 weeks, we were kind of losing games and we didn't seem to care. Like our guys are still involved, still. And I think when they clinch, we're going to talk about that. I know you hate the celebration, but every team does
right now. I do. I hate it.
I know you hate it, but what I noticed is that a lot of the guys were talking about the new leaders in the clubhouse this year with Rojas, Peralta and Hayward. I know JT was a great leader, but I think he might've been the only one last year. I know Mookie and Freddie, of course, but Trey wasn't a leader,
True, very good point.
But Rojas, everyone seems to look up to Rojas, Peralta, and Hayward, and that's going to be huge into the playoffs, I think, right? With those three guys?
As long as they can stay healthy.
No, I know.
As long as they can stay healthy. Because, and here, you talked about this being our last homestand right here. Yes, I do see a lot of heart in this team right now. I see a lot of fire in this team right now. You're talking about some of these guys that are the clubhouse guys. This is exactly what we need because somebody had to take the pressure off of Kershaw because, let's face it, all eyes are on Kershaw in this postseason right now because right now he is the ace on the team. He is our pitcher. Normally, he would not be our ace. He'd probably be our third starter if we were healthy and had guys not beating up chicks. But he is our ace right now, so we have to go in with that. So we need those guys in the clubhouse, the ones you just listed. We need them to take the pressure off Kershaw. Kershaw has bigger things to focus on versus trying to keep the clubhouse together as the veteran right now.
Yeah.
I think you let Mook. I think you let Freddie. I think you let even JD. I think you let those guys carry the banner in the clubhouse and you just let Kershaw just focus on pitching. That's all he has to focus on, Kershaw. Just get us 5.5, 6 innings every time you start. One run, no runs. That's all he has to do.
You can rely on a bullpen right now, right? Except for Vesia. Gratterall hasn't let a run in 21 innings. I didn't know that.
That's the funny thing. Yeah. So I don't know if more news on Gratterall today. It was Davey coming out saying that, and to nobody's surprise, we talked about this the last podcast. To nobody's surprise, we're gonna have to do unconventional pitching in October.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to rely on openers. He did come out today say three guys that are going to be probably openers, candidates for openers. One of them, Gratterall, Caleb Ferguson, and Shelby Miller. Okay. Expect to see those guys in unconventional roles.
And then, what are we going to do? Throw in Pepio, throw in like guys like who else?
Grove. Pepio's going to have to start somewhere. Grove's due back this back this weekend. So,
and then Roberts did say Miller's going to start game one or game two. I know you still want Lynn because you trust him a little bit more.
I only want Lynn because his last outing. Kept the ball in the ballpark.
Yeah.
That's positive.
I thought I gave up one.
Oh, sorry. Two outings ago. So one in the past two starts.
Yeah.
Okay. One in the past two starts, which is way better than what he's been so far this whole rest of the season. Mm-hmm. So let's ride that momentum. And two, he has the experience in Major League Baseball. He has
the playoff
big game experience. I would trust him with the ball a little bit more. But you know what, though? At this point, I could care less who's 1, 2, 3, 4. I actually don't even care at all. Just show up, whoever it is. I don't care what the name in the back of the jersey is. Just show up, pitch your best game that you can pitch until the next one, and let the hitting do the work. And that's the recipe for October, what we need to worry about. I don't even care who starts. I don't care about matchups.
Get hot at the right time, right?
Just exactly. And I've never been like this going into an October. I don't care about matchups whatsoever. I don't care who they're throwing on the mound. I don't care who we're throwing on the mound. As long as our guys show up,
of course,
we can beat anybody.
Yeah, it's a different year going into October this year, because last year I feel like we were like, oh, guarantee we're going to make the World Series. This year, everything has gone wrong, and we're still about to win 100 games. I mean, think about what's gone wrong. We've already listed Lux out, three starters, right?
Yeah,
dude, we're throwing 10. We have 10 rookies that are playing. Dude,
we're doing it unconventional. This is the most unconventional.
Is Dave Roberts the manager of the year? Not that it matters. It doesn't matter if he gets it, but he deserves it, right?
Now, we all know I've been very critical of Roberts. Probably since day one, since the day he became the Dodger manager, I've been very critical of him. But yes, I will give him his props. In a year where you just said it, nothing has gone right. Every curveball that you'd ever imagine, we got guys getting hurt off freak injuries. We guys got guys getting hurt until next year. We got guys going to jail. We got guys getting hurt in spring training done for the season. Everything that has gone wrong could have gone wrong. We did not get some of the guys we thought we were going to get at the trade deadline, and he has still kept this afloat. I'm going to say that 85% of this is on Dave Roberts. 15% of this is on the rest of the NL West being complete dog shit. So
that's true.
I'll
give you that. That's true. and then also, I bet we got to give so you're saying 85% Roberts. What about Mookie and Freddie? We got to give them at least.
Well, no, I'm talking about getting us there. Yes, I'm not talking about any of the players. I'm talking about Dave Roberts being able to manage through all this adversity.
Yes.
All these curveballs. Yeah. I will say this. I was a little bit nervous that we had so many games with San Francisco left, but if you take a look at the standings of today, they're only 1.5 games ahead of the Padres.
I know Padres have won 7 in a row, dude. Hopefully Padres.
They're only 1.5 game ahead of the Padres. So, the Giants have completely fallen off.
Cardinals kept it going. They might make it, right? Diamondbacks.
Oh, yeah. Diamondbacks have a legit chance. As of right now, San Francisco, they're in deep trouble. They ain't going to make it.
And then do you think, Acuna's going to win it, but so the Braves, what have they had to happen to them this year? That's alarming. Who they lose?
Nobody.
Nobody. And nor were three. Would you say we're 3.5 games back?
What's his name? Started on the IL for them.
Okay, so we're 3.
They lost their ace, the pitcher. What's his name? The kid.
But he came back. Oh, who? Freed came back, right?
No. Strider.
Who?
It's gonna bother me now.
They lose someone.
Early in the season, they lost somebody bad.
Okay, I'm just trying to make a case for Mookie or Freddie to win MVP. But not that we just want the ring. He can have the MVP, right? We just need the ring.
I will take that. I'll take that all day long.
What did Freddie become? The first player to ever do what the other day? Posted. I forgot. It was
a basketball stat.
Homers, doubles, and stolen bases. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It was like a basketball stat.
I was saying the group chat. Yeah. Oh yeah. Go back to the celebration, because I know we all had our thoughts on that. I don't mind it because it's a long fucking season. These guys should be happy. It's different guys in the clubhouse. I know you don't like it, but what's your thoughts on why you don't like it every year? Because it's the same thing every year.
At this point, I don't like it. This point in the past Dodger 10 years, I don't like it. Because you know what? Like, I understand your argument is that there's guys, this is their first time. They may not have had this experience on the teams. Maybe I could see that for this year, but as of last year, even I didn't like it. I didn't like it more this year because you know what? You said, dude, our boy who sent the who posted the Kobe quote?
True. I think Dodger Danny.
Dodger Danny.
Yes,
Dodger Danny posted the
job's not finished. Quote. I know.
Job's not finished.
And at 10 out of 11 years, we never got the job finished.
And don't forget, now that the playoffs have expanded, when 45% of each league gets in the playoffs, we're taking six teams now out of 15.
That's true. You should make it, especially with our talent and our payroll. I get it.
And that should be like, and I said this to Edgar in the group chat. Yes, it's an accomplishment, but it's an expectation. As Dodger fans, we have an expectation to make the playoffs every single year. Get to the NLCS. Okay. Maybe then pop some corks.
Yeah.
Win the pennant, win the National League. Definitely pop some corks. But just to clinch, just to win the West when you're going against a Padres team that has mailed it in, that has their locker room is in shambles, apparently, according to reports, going against a Rockies team. And
Rockies are bad.
That's something to celebrate, in my opinion. Oh, sorry.
But like I also mentioned, like, damn, 10 and 11 years, we've won the freaking division and we got one ring to show for. Are you more impressed or depressed after all this?
I think that's not a great stat. I'm not satisfied with that stat whatsoever.
But as Dodgers fans, we're like, how are they going to kill us this year in the playoffs? What are they going to do to us to make us fucking be pissed again? Or is this the year? I mean, I don't know.
I mean, to be honest, I think we all know. I think we all have it circled on the standings. The Braves are the only single team in this league that can beat us. And in a 7-game series, anything can happen. I'm glad we're not going to face them until a 7-game series. We don't have to deal with that 5-game BS.
Seriously, fuck.
A 7-game series against the Braves. I mean, we can preview that real quick in 30 seconds. You just got to pick a win off somewhere. You got to steal a win on the road somewhere, and it has to be probably from an opener.
And we're not afraid of their pitching. No way. Not Fried. Dude, Schrader's hittable. Dude, I know he strikes out at fucking ton of guys, but he's still hittable. Fried.
We can hit their pitching.
Yeah, we can. They can hit ours, obviously, as they've shown. So just take the over.
I love it. And I mean, like I said, the Giants, dude, I'm not worried about them right now to close the season. There's nothing standing in our way.
Yeah, I think Giants are ready for Cancun.
We gave Mookie and Freddie a rest on Sunday. Yes. We need to do.
Do you think they should start? Do you like the momentum that they're continuing? Like yesterday, I was kind of like, I know Muncy had that walk-up, but like it's scary seeing Mookie slide face first into home. It's like, Jesus Christ.
I know, especially when we don't need it. We don't need it against the Tigers. You know what I mean? But I guess I get it. It's the competitive nature. You want to score. You want to get that walk off. You want to slide across home plate. Like, I get it.
One example that I liked that we had to practice these things is that it was two outs. JD gets on base, right? We bring in Chris Taylor. He steals a base. Boom. Double. Scores. Like, we need stuff like this. This is going to be – we're going to need this in the playoffs, right?
Absolutely.
Like that. So like, this is kind of like scrimmage into getting rid of.
It is. I think we need to realize we're going to be facing a lot better pitching than the Detroit Tigers, though.
Yeah. Who are they throwing out there? Fucking, I don't even know.
Poor I mean, Tigers. Props to Miggy, though.
Hell of a career, Miggy.
Actually, it's a good point. Good call, yes, Miggy. Yeah.
You got a Hollywood star? I don't think you even want a Hollywood star anymore. Those get shit on, pissed on, right?
Did he get one?
They just gave him like a Dodger Hall of Fame thing. But
I was going to say, really?
Hollywood, Hollywood star days are over, man. No one wants
to sweep the homeless off the stars. For those of you who don't live in LA or never visited LA,
do not come to Hollywood
anymore. It's not what it looks like on TV.
Oh, shit. I don't know. So yeah, so final homestand. We got one more week next week. You're saying, what do you think of that Kershaw and Roberts, like only pitch them like five right now? Don't overuse them. I know they had that long talk. That's fine.
Right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure he agrees.
I'm telling you right now, it's Kershaw, our pitching staff, we already know is a little shaky in October.
Yes.
And then it's everybody else. If Kershaw's off, nobody else can be off in that pitching staff. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we need the greatest Kershaw we've ever seen probably in October right now.
And that's a lot. No pressure,
Kershaw. And that's what I'm saying.
I think his pressure is over with after he got the one. I know it was the, whatever they say, it was a short season, but I feel like it felt a lot better, didn't it? It felt like it, right? I think the pressure is behind him.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
I would hope so, but I that's why I'm saying, go back to the very beginning of this conversation. Mook, Freddie, handle the team, handle yes. the business behind closed doors in the locker room, and Kershaw, just go do your Zen thing. I don't know what. Go for a walk in Griffith Park by yourself. Like, I don't know what it is, but just get your head on straight.
And then before we end on Dodgers Day, did you hear that Ohtani used the Dodgers surgeon as the surgery? All right. Ooh. Hey, all right.
Hot news right here. Hot news.
So, dude, right?
Let the rumors run.
That's so crazy. Tell him, hey, that's halfway there.
Headline: Ohtani's a Dodger already. There Ohtani's it is. Dodger you just broke the news.
You'll see that first take tomorrow. Right?
He used the Dodger surgeon. He's a Dodger. There it is.
All right. Well, that's enough. Let's just get this season over. Let's get to October, right?
Yep.
And then we'll go from there. All right, let's get to the NFL. Dude, 2 weeks in. Dude, these fucking weeks go by quick, huh? Let's just get on.
I haven't been able to figure out anything in this damn league.
Yeah,
right now.
Usually week two, I do.
I feel like the whole NFL is just upside down right now.
And the injuries, so like, as far as like, there you go. This is why you don't play running backs, right? Pay them, right? I mean, they're getting hurt.
It's a great, great point. Eckler, Chubb, Saquon.
Oh, poor Chubb. Dude, that's brutal, man.
His career might be done, I think.
That sucks. And I would say he's the best in the league, too. Most consistent in the last, what, 10, 5 years?
I hate to say it, dude, but I think he might be done.
All right, let's just go. I feel like other talk shows have done this, but let's look at the 2-0 teams and 0-2 teams. We'll start with 0-2 teams that you think are either done or you think will turn around. Let's say we got the Cardinals. We are both agree that they're done. They're tanking. They want Caleb Williams. They're done. What about the Panthers? Ooh, after watching Monday night, I think they're done too.
But they're done.
Dude, they're done. They're like horrible, dude.
They're bad.
Bears, after today's press conference, do Bears throw him out?
So I don't know. Today's press conference, there's clearly issues. I mean, he's not happy with the coaches. He would never have said that statement if something's not going on.
There's some weird shit going on. I think they're done. You could throw them out, right? Or do you think...
What's funny is... Yeah. I think we might see something happen now where they're going to start letting him do his own thing. He hasn't been running the ball.
Which might as well. You picked him first overall for a reason. Like, let him do his thing. Last year, I know they lost a bunch of games last year, but it was still exciting to watch them. Now they don't even do shit.
Here's the thing. The Vikings seem like kind of a dumpster fire. Well, ooh. I mean, there's another 0-2 team right now.
They just traded for Akers.
What's going on with them. They did. Will the Bears make the playoffs? No. Are they going to finish dead last? I don't know about that either. So I'm not counting the Bears out yet. I think they will get better. I think there is some positives with the Bears, but I'm not counting them out yet.
Okay. Vikings, can't count them out with that offense and with the Cousins, right? You can't count them out, but that defense is very bad.
Dude, they could be 0-3 after this weekend.
Well, dude, whoever loses that game is
in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean,
and then who's the last 0-2? Let's see. Oh, Patriots. Dude, they're sneaky, but because you got Belichick and you got a decent defense. But what do you think?
That division is just too tough right now.
I know Dolphins and Bills should be riding the top. Jets are going to just go down.
Jets defense will keep them in games. Yeah. We talked about that, but their offense is going to be terrible. I think, I don't know. I just don't see the Patriots getting past Buffalo and Miami.
They just don't have any firepower on offense, you know? And that you're going to need. And then, I mean, this is the huge one.
Houston. Let's throw out Houston real quick. Throw Houston out.
That's a huge one. Oh, yeah. Throw them out.
And don't forget Denver.
Oh, gosh. Let's ride.
That's right. Not right. We ain't riding anywhere, dude. You're riding to the ground.
they're done.
So the last one, you were about to hit the last one.
Oh, Chargers, the two last ones that were obviously before the year. You're like, of course, Chargers, Bengals, Super Bowl. I mean, not Super Bowl, fucking playoffs. Do you think both of them, that's the main thing. Do you think, what would you say? Would you say both don't make it or both make it, or you think one of each?
I'm pretty sure you called Chargers Super Bowl.
Yeah,
you?
I know.
So you say Chargers Eagles?
Chargers Eagles. So I hope that they make it, but it's a bad start. But
I think the Chargers can turn this around. I think they'll turn it around.
Isn't he a defensive coach? Why do they give up fucking?
If they got nobody on defense, dude, their offense is high power. Even with Eckler out, they should still be winning games because Joshua Kelly is not a terrible backup at all.
No, I just don't.
And they abandoned the run game this past week, and that's, I think, why they lost. They tried to air it out too much. Yes, you had Keenan Allen catching 2 touchdowns, but they abandoned the run game. You got to rely on Kelly.
They're very frustrating.
And I've been texting our boy Aaron. Aaron is a lifelong Chargers fan here. And I keep on telling Aaron, I was like, dude, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, like, dude, I keep on putting all this faith into them, and every single year, I can't figure them out.
I can't believe I took them to the Super Bowl.
And then they're going to be in a playoff race come the end of the year.
Yeah.
And they're going to miss it by one game because they lost to some
shit. We should have canceled them after blowing a 27-0 lead in the playoffs. We should already cancel. I don't even know why I took them to the Super Bowl. We should already know that they're frauds. And especially when they
canceled them when Avery missed 2 field goals, like, what was that? Like, and when 15 years ago.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah. Against Pats or something?
Jets, I think.
Or Jets, yeah. And it was, and then Bengals. This is the huge one. I know they started 0-2 last year. But if Burrow's not healthy, then obviously they're not going to make the playoffs. Is he missing Monday? That line's 2.5. It means he's not playing, right?
That's why I'm staying away. I can't figure them out. I can't figure the game out. I can't figure anything out with the Bengals right now.
I mean, they ride with Burrow. Burrow's there. They have a chance. If he's not playing, dude, they go. Who's their back? I don't even know. Do you?
But see, I thought they fixed a lot of the defensive problems they had from 3 years ago when they went to the Super Bowl, but they didn't win it. I thought they fixed some of those defensive problems.
I think lost some guys last year to free agency, but I still think they'll be fine. As long as Burrow's out there, when you got Chase, you got Higgins, Mixon. I mean,
here's the problem. The Ravens are solid.
Yeah.
The Steelers are showing some life, at least.
Their defense, at least. Pickett's got to step it up, but they're
showing some life.
Yeah.
And I think
Browns are good too, but Deshaun Watson
lost Chubb, but I still think if Deshaun Watson can figure his shit out and get his head out of his ass,
get his fucking,
it's gotta be now or never. They just fucking paid him how much money?
Yeah, I know. He looks lost out there. I don't know. He doesn't look like Deshaun from Houston. You know why? Cause he's got too much guilt in his head.
I'm going to say the Bengals might be in trouble.
Yeah.
And I know we got some Bengals listeners, Mitch, Ange. I think the Bengals might be in trouble.
We'll see.
I hate to say it.
But then, like you said, we can sit here 10 weeks later and Chargers and Bengals be going for the playoffs, right? So,
because here's the other thing. You look at a guy like Chubb who's been so consistent and he goes down. What happens if Mixon goes down? Then what? I don't know.
They lost P. Ryan. P. Ryan was actually a good backup. Now he's gone.
Exactly. I think the Bengals could be in trouble.
Well, let's talk about
what 2-0 is you fading? What 2-0 are not for real?
Who's going to be
Fugazi?
Who's Fugazi? No, we already just said although the only 2-0 teams we trust is Chargers and Bengals, but we don't trust them that much.
I don't trust the Bengals that much, to be honest.
Texans done. You think Bears maybe?
They're not. Look, I told you the Bears are not going to be a playoff team, but they. I don't think they're going to. They're not going to be horrific. I think if they can figure shit out, if they let him start running more like he was brought on to do.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll find out a lot after this week. I mean, we're already finding out a little bit, but after a month, then you kind of see. But we'll see. That's damn. Some teams are going to be 0-3, like good teams. Like, dude, Chargers are like one of them's going to be 0-3.
One of them's going to be 0-3.
That's it, man. Unless they
tie. I was going to say, which teams that are 2-0 do you think are like?
Let's go to that. Sorry, that's what you meant.
I mean, Niners are legit. Niners are for real.
Yeah, that's
if you had told me that 3 teams in the NFC South were 2-0 to start the season, I would never have believed you.
Falcons are for real, baby. But here's the thing, though. I'm being a little biased, but dude, Ritter, I do not trust. Mm-hmm. So I would put them, I don't know about, they got the guys, but Ritter, I do not trust. So I don't know.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Saints, they got the defense to stay alive.
Saints are a live dog. Saints are a live dog.
Can't trust Carr, but they got the defense. And they got fucking Olave is fucking a beast. Mm-hmm. Bucks, dude, I know you faded the Bucks last year, but like, do they still, they got guys too.
Well, I hammered them this past weekend, yes, and they covered for me. So I think the Bucks are okay. Baker. Okay. You look at all the 0-2 teams that we just listed off: Chargers, Vikings, all these teams that supposedly have great quarterbacks. Baker's 2-0, and I don't think he gets enough credit, to be honest. I don't think Baker's getting enough.
He doesn't. They're just saying, oh, they have Evans and Godwin. But dude, Baker, you still got to give him the ball. Dude, Brady had those guys last year, and they're horrible.
Exactly. And you look at Baker. He's fired up on the field. I think Baker knows this is like it's now or never.
I agree. He doesn't want that Manziel documentary, you know? He wants to be playing out there.
He got his money from those commercials living in the Browns stadium. Now it's now or never to put up or shut up.
And obviously, I mean, Cowboys, Eagles, they're for real. We know that. I mean, but Cowboys will always find a way to blow it at the end, right?
Yep.
Yeah, like usual.
What about Washington, the other team that's 2-0 in there? Riverboat Ron, and then you got the offense enemy? And yeah, dude. I mean, real sneaky. You got a solid wide receiver.
Maybe with what's his name, Snyder out, maybe they start winning. Dude, it's all.
And what's his name's running the defense?
Who's it?
Used to be the head coach down in Jacksonville.
Look it up. Damn, that division. Dude, Cowboys, Eagles. What a division, huh?
Giants? Del Rio.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I thought they didn't Rivera try to cancel him.
No, but he's still there. Jack Del Rio was on the sideline for that big win this weekend against Denver.
Oh, you're right, dude. They're sneaky. They got good coaching. They got decent. Their defense is good. We know that. Their offense. Yeah,
the problem is they're up against it. They're up against Philly and Dallas. They haven't played them yet. So that's why that 2-0 might be a little suspicious. Might be a little overhyped right there for a minute.
And then AFC, I mean, Dolphins, Ravens, they're going to be up there, right? Dolphins with that firepower, dude, right?
Yeah.
Unless you lose to a... But who's their backup? Fitzmagic?
No, he's doing commercials now too.
Might as well, right? And then, Ravens, Lamar looks good, but that's only two games into it. Beckham will probably get hurt, and then Lamar will probably get hurt too. Hopefully not, but.
Well, now who is Beckham dating, apparently?
Oh, Kim K. So, yeah, Odell's going to get hurt.
Season's done. Season's done.
Yeah, the 2-0. Let's just say though, the 2-0 team that you don't believe in,
you're probably Washington.
Washington, maybe you're going to say Falcons just because Ritter. I don't know.
No, because I think that division's wide open.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I think that NFC South is wide open with the exception of probably Carolina. So I could see the Falcons maybe stealing a wild card. I mean, if they can pick off a game against the Saints or Tampa Bay somewhere, it's a toss up in that division, I think.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll find out the next couple of weeks, but we'll see them. There's going to be some good teams 0-3, like we said. Obviously, Niners are going to be 3-0. There's going to be, who else is going to be 3-0?
Still 16 more weeks. So we got plenty of football to still go.
Yes. Yep. And I love it. Do you want to, we'll get into, so let's, we'll stick on football. Call it, dude, huge. Huge
big
weekend.
Slate.
Finally, because the last couple of weekends were kind of, yeah.
And I feel like we had a big, huge slate, and then you look ahead to next week. Next week's kind of goes to trash again. Oh, it's shit, like, okay. This is the week. They decided to put every single big game this week.
What's sticking out to you? I mean, Notre Dame, Ohio State. Yeah, start with that one.
Notre Dame, Ohio State is probably the huge one. USC, Colorado. I think all eyes are going to be on that game, I think, too. Oregon, Colorado. USC has Colorado next week.
Oregon favored by 21.
Exactly. We'll get to our picks in a second.
Clemson home dogs, but only two.
Clemson's home dogs. I don't.
We'll see in that because, dude, I thought Florida State, they almost lost to Boston College, dude. So Clemson
UCLA,
might be.
Utah is going to be a great one, I think.
Can you see? Like I don't know. Utah's tough at home, huh?
They're tough at home. They get up. There's games all over the place. Alabama against our boy Lame.
Yes,
Kitten.
They always do. They always beat fucking Ole Miss. Is this the year? Because it seems like Alabama's down, but maybe, dude, what? This is where Alabama crushes, right?
I don't know. He's 1-3 against Kiffin right now.
He's lost to Kiffin?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. You got Iowa, Penn State. I mean, that one, I don't think really anybody really cares about? It's two teams that have like, it's going to be a low scoring game, boring snooze fest.
Oregon State, then, Washington State's
Oregon
a good
State,
one.
Washington State's
they finally didn't cover game. For you last week, dude.
I know.
Maybe they'll cover this week.
They'll cover this week, but I don't like them road favorites.
What about USC? Oh, that's a cakewalk, but favored by 35. You see Arizona State? These dude, they're you see like there was like 10.
They're terrible.
10% of people were there, dude. They
they're terrible.
They're horrible.
They're really bad. So here's the thing. We'll get into the action at the urinal right now for college because big games everywhere.
Yeah.
The thing with college, and I'm going to say this. Right now, I'm 9-4. No big deal. 9-4.
Killing it.
9-4 in college. I've been known to give these obscure games. I gave that last week
over
the
Liberty.
Liberty game over, hammered that. It was over 50 by halftime. I've been known to give the Tulanes, the Idaho Vandals, the Texas State. I dabble all around the country.
And shout out to our boy hitting that parlay. There you go, Rob Dog,
Big Rob. I'm doing the opposite this week. FYI.
So I've noticed picking the games, the main slate games. So we
can... I'm picking the big games. I got a fiver.
You might as well, right?
You got a fiver. I got a fiver, and I've noticed week one, I went with five, went 5-0. Week two, I went away from five. I got shit on.
All right.
Last week, I went with five. I went 4-1. So I'm sticking with the five theme, and I'm going all right, big
start,
games here.
Start.
USC, looking ahead. Look ahead game because you go into prime time next week. Give me ASU getting the 34.5.
For how bad they are, dude, I like that. It worked with Wyoming with Texas last week.
Look ahead game for USC.
Oh, man, so we're staying on these games. I mean, I'm going to start right here. Dude, Oregon minus 21 and the over 70.5. I'm sorry, Dion, but Hunter out, dude, and they barely beat Colorado State. I think this is Oregon. I mean, Oregon could put up – I think they could put up 60.
We're on it together. I'm all over Oregon minus 21. Absolutely.
And the over, right? All right, Two plays right there.
This is like his first true test. TCU on the road, I don't think was anything. Now you're going into Autzen, hostile territory. The Ducks going to be coming out on the fucking motorcycle. That place is going to be hyped.
Yes.
And this is his first true
test. If Dion wins, dude, that would be fucking awesome. The Colorado continues the story, but I just see a blowout and over.
Oregon 21 all day. I'm with you that we're on that together.
And then what do you have?
I got one obscure one, but it's still a top 25 team. Give me UConn plus 21.5. I think they're a home dog. They're a home dog against Duke.
Yeah, they are against Duke.
So yeah, give me UConn plus
Duke's 21 still riding that Clemson win, right?
Exactly. Duke's very overrated in my opinion. UConn lose by 20.
Shit, what else we got here, dude?
I got two more and I'm excited.
I'm gonna be biased. I'm gonna take UCLA plus the 4.5, dude.
It's dangerous. I'm staying away. It's dangerous.
Might as well go Bruins. Let's go. What do you got?
I'm doing it. This team had an ugly loss against Utah. I think 15 just seems weird here. Give me Baylor getting the 15 at home against Texas. I don't know, for no rhyme or reason, this could be my one that I'm not too confident in, but I'm riding with it. Baylor plus 15 at home dog against Texas. That's an in-state rivalry. The two schools are not far away at all. Waco to Austin. It's gotta be maybe an hour and a half. That's it. So give me Baylor. And I think Texas next week, has somebody decent. So it could be a look ahead game for them. I'm trying to look real quick who Texas has. No, Texas has Kansas next week. So, but I still think Baylor keeps it close.
Nice. I mean, I got to do this. I got to take the home dog with Clemson, man. Dabo, I got all to. Right. Florida State let me down last week. I thought they would crude. They were up 21 at one point, but I just, they don't have the D. This is perfect for Clemson to get back into the season after losing to fucking Duke. Mm-hmm. Give me Clemson at home with the plus 2.5. Sprinkle money line. Right. What else you got?
My last one. I'm doing it, dude. And you know, I never do this. Disclaimer. I never do this unless I feel confident. I'm riding with the Golden Top Domers. Give me the Irish. getting three at home. Hartman is playing phenomenal football right now. Marcus Freeman has this team pumped. If not for Deion, if it wasn't for Deion, Marcus Freeman should be getting a lot of the hype for what he's doing Notre Dame right now.
I'm telling you, dude, I like it too. I don't understand it. Ohio State, Marvin Harrison's great, but I just don't get it. Getting points home. Notre Dame's looked amazing.
Ohio State's played nobody.
Yeah, I know. And fucking a lot of people were on NC State last week, but Notre Dame fucking kicked the shit out of them. Dude, you know, the thing with Notre Dame this year, they've always had the D, but dude, they got a quarterback. Hartman is the real deal.
Yep. And it's a great story too. If you look into his story, it's a great story.
I don't trust this Ohio State QB so far.
Dude. I don't either. I'm with you. Notre Dame is the play this week, guys. Notre Dame, I'd never, ever take them.
Let's end on the Irish plus three and sprinkle money line for sure. I agree. That's our five star play on that one. Right? Come on.
Last week, I gave you my five star lock was UNLV. Come on, double overtime win for UNLV, boys.
Oh shit. All right, so let's get to the NFL where, oh my gosh, well, we're both under 500. Last year, after week two, we were fucking, what were we like? Remember, like, what were we like?
17? NFL, we killed it last year. NFL, we were like hitting at 65% last year. Yeah. We were on fire, NFL. We could not be put out. And now this, and we sucked at college. Now it's the opposite.
I'm 4-1-5, and you're, what do you say, 1-1-4?
I'm 1-4-1.
Or 1-4-1, okay. Yeah,
so what are we doing? It's win, loss, tie, right?
Oh yeah, how does it go? Win, oh yeah, so 4-5-1. I think it's okay.
Win, loss, tie. I'm 1-4-1.
Okay. I don't like the board. Do you? A lot of big spreads.
I don't, but I got three that I feel good at.
I got to throw some darts here, right? But you start.
Okay. They lost Chubb. I don't care. I will say this, though, disclaimer, currently right now at the time of recording this is at 3.5. I will say buy it down to 3, buy the hook. I'm going with the Browns to cover three at home against Tennessee.
I think they play the similar type of game, and with Chubb out, it makes a huge difference.
Titans are a trendy pick right now, I feel like. Everybody's on the Titans. Yeah.
I mean, they'll probably end up getting killed, but I'll take the – especially if you tell me it's plus 3.5, I'll take the Titans to keep it close.
All right, I'm buying it down.
Okay,
so that's
okay.
I'm buying it down to 3.
Do you want to go again? Yeah, so I'll take go ahead, your turn.
I'll go next. I like this team. I like what they're doing. I got to give respect to Carr. Give me the Saints plus 2 going into Green Bay. I don't trust Green Bay. I don't trust Love. I don't trust what's going on up there in Cheeseville.
Well, they always say good defenses travel. There you go. Saints will travel. Yeah, Carr.
Give me the Saints getting 2 in Green Bay.
Here's one, dude, with it sounds like Richardson's going to be out. And, dude, Minshew mania, baby. It's the spread's kind of high. 8 and what is it? I got it at 8. What do you got, dude? Ravens at 8. They just had a huge fucking.
I'm showing Baltimore minus 7.5 right now.
Okay. Well, huge fucking on the road against Bengals. That's a huge win. A little come down, let down. I think they'll win the game, but I think Colts keep it close with Minshew.
Okay.
Plus 7.5.
I got one more. My last one. We talked about this team earlier, and I gave a little preview because you could have seen where I'm going. I think they're going to let him run the ball. I think they're going to completely change the game plan after today's press conference. 12.5 is a shit ton of points. Kansas City traditionally does not cover at these, home.
Yeah.
Give me the Bears getting 12.5 in KC.
I like it. And then, dude,
that's crazy. I'm crazy. I know.
That is crazy. But like you said, they usually don't cover big spreads. Give me this one. I mean, Jaguars, you had a Super Bowl last week and you fucking shit the bed. 9 points. Now you're home. How do you respond? I mean, you're favored by 9. I think Texans, I think they beat you last year. Dude, so I mean, I think Texans keep it close. 9 is too high. I don't know. Jaguars, I think everyone's all high on the Jaguars, but I think Texans keep it close and same divisional game.
Yep.
Give me Texans plus the points.
All right. You got any more?
Oh, that was Sunday night. The Raiders. 2.5. Dude, short work week for Steelers, right? Coming into fucking Las Vegas. Jimmy G at home. Give me the minus 2.5, dude, for the Raiders. Okay. Fran Tap.
I like it. I'm not taking it, but I will say this. Follow this game. Because it looks like the Steelers got a whole bunch of defensive players that are currently questionable. Like, pretty much all their safeties are very questionable. They got linebackers that are hurt. Follow the injuries here. That line could shift. Jump on the Raiders now.
Yeah, and to be honest, dude, the Steelers, if it wasn't for those two defense touchdowns, that offense does not look good. Pickens looks okay, but dude, they don't. I mean, losing Deontay Johnson and, dude, Najee Harris looks horrible too.
Yep.
Right? So I think
there's a lot of injuries on the Steelers side.
I guess Survivor. Yeah, lock it in now. Survivor, what we the Niners, oh, they almost, that was kind of scary last week.
I'm going Cowboys.
Yeah, I got.